弟兄姊妹，早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
这边有很多空位。
So there are lots of seats over here.
好。我们要继续来传讲这个基督徒属灵的眼光。
So we'll continue to share on the topic of this, the spiritual discernment of the disciples of the kingdom of heaven.
我们打开圣经马太福音。
So let's turn to the book of Matthew.
我们今天要看的是第七章。
And we'll read from chapter 7.
第七章，我们今天要看的圣经是，从二十二节一直到二十八节，二十二到二十八。
And we'll read from verse 22 to 28.
马太福音第七章二十二节到二十八节，我跟我的弟兄，我用中文念。双数节，他念单数节，我们轮流把这段圣经念完，大家跟着来。
So we'll read from chapter 7, verse 22 to 28, when we'll take turns reading from the pulpit. And so the Chinese, we'll read in Chinese in even verses, and the English in odd verses. We'll read from here, and you can listen.
当那日必有许多人对我说，主啊，主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多的异能吗？
And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.
所以，凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上。
And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and slammed against the house, and yet it did not fall, for it had been founded on the rock.
凡听见我这话不去行的，好比一个无知的人把房子盖在沙土上。
And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and slammed against the house, and it fell. And great was its fall.
耶稣讲完这话，众人都稀奇他的教训。好。我们还漏掉一节很重要的。
Actually, one very important verse.
刚刚我们从二十二节前面还有个二十一节。
Actually, it's verse 21.
对，今天讲的跟这一节有关系的。
Because this is related to what we'll share today.
凡称呼我主、我啊、主啊的人，不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
Verse 21.Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter.
所以在这个地方有一个很重要的词，就是我天父的旨意。
And so here's this important phrase, and that is the will of my heavenly Father.
再读一节。
So we'll read another passage.
罗马书。
The book of Romans.
第八章。
Chapter 8.
我们从二十七节读起，八章二十七节。
And we'll read from verse 27.
我们要念到二十九节。
Until 29.
二十七节，鉴察人心的晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着神的旨意替众圣徒祈求。下一节。
28. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God.To those who are called according to his purpose.
因为他预先所知道的人就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。好，我们圣经读这么多。
That concludes our Bible reading for now.
先要感谢主，我们那么多的人都来聚会，没有看球。
First of all, I want to thank the Lord that so many people, so many of you have come here to worship Him, and that you didn't stay at home to watch the World Cup.
对，你大概录啊，打完了哦。Okay,
it's done. It's actually the game's over.
哦，所以 所以你才来了。
So that's why you came.
我们两个礼拜前，我跟弟兄姊妹讲到我们刚刚读的这段圣经的前面一半，就是说，在主耶稣登山宝训里头，他在马太五章、六章、七章这三章，他在山上对门徒的讲道。
So, just want to briefly touch you. The past week, so 2 weeks ago, I shared with you on the same topic, and that's in the part of the Sermon on the Mount from our Lord Jesus, which is described in Matthew 5, 6, and 7, chapter 5, 6, and 7.
这个登山宝训是大概是耶稣整个教训的一个核心。
And that in that sermon, that could be considered as the core message of his entire message.
因为整个的马太福音要向人来表明耶稣来到这个地上有一个目的。
Because for the entire book of Matthew is to reveal to people the one purpose for why Lord Jesus came.
我们基督徒常常以为耶稣来到地上有一个目的，就是上十字架为我们罪人死。
So as Christians, we often had this understanding. We thought that the only purpose for Jesus to coming into this world is just so that he could go on the cross for our sins and die for our sins.
但是我觉得这是一个误解。
But I think that's a misunderstanding.
耶稣上十字架为罪人死这件事情，不是他来到地上的目的，而是他达到目的的手段方法。
So Jesus dying upon the cross is not the reason for him to come, but rather a process, a method to accomplish his goal.
马太福音有一个中心的信息。
So in the book of Matthew, there's this core message.
神把它放在新约的第一本书。
And God placed it into the first book of the New Testament.
那个信息是什么？
And what is that message?
天国近了，所以你们要悔改。
So the message is that the heavenly kingdom is near, or the kingdom of heaven is near, repent.
天国是什么？从来这个地上不知道的。
What is the kingdom of heaven? It's something that's unknown to the world.
第一个人传讲这个信息是耶稣的先锋，叫做施洗约翰。
So the very first person who preached on this message is the pioneer of Jesus, and that's John the Baptist.
他在耶稣出现在这个世界的舞台之前半年，他第一个先出来为耶稣铺路的。
And so he appeared on half a year before Jesus came into the world stage.
然后主耶稣来的时候，他继续传同样的一篇信息。
And then when Jesus started sharing his message, he preached the same message.
天国近了，你们应当悔改。
And as the kingdom of heaven is near, repent.
那天国是什么意思呢？
And what does kingdom of heaven mean?
这里有一个国，一个 kingdom, 它是属天的。
And it means that there's this kingdom and it belongs to heaven.
那这个 kingdom 这个词的重点是有一个 king, 有一个王。
And the emphasis of this word, kingdom, is that there is a king.
所以马太福音你就会发现它的这个笔法，这个作者他就说到东方有博士老远从东方来到这个应许之地，他们找到当时的那个当地的王希律，问他第一句话就是，那生下来要做犹太王的在哪里？
And so in this book it described that there were these magi from the east who came to the promised land and asked the king, where's the promised king?
对，要来做犹太人王的。
Where's the king that was promised to be the king of the Israelites, the Jews?
所以你就知道，这个就是这个福音要向我们表明的。那个第一个家谱就是一个王的家谱。
And so that is what we what they want to communicate to us is that it shows the genesis, and that's the genealogy that is of the king.
对，所以这是神要带给这个世界，让我们知道有一个天国的王，他要来。那今天对我们来讲，他已经来了。
And so that's what that message is about, is that there is kingdom of heaven that will come. So at the time, it's a prophecy, but for us today, it's a reality already.
好，那这一个王他就向这个地上来 表达传扬他的旨意。
And so this king came into this world to reveal his will to the world.
那马太的五六七，他是在山上向着群众来讲的。
And so in Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7, he preached this message upon the mountain to the crowd.
那我们这一次呢，就特别在这一段讲道里面，我们就注意到那一个主耶稣的一句话，他说：“眼睛就是身上的灯。”
And so here we want to pay special attention to what he shared, and that is that the eye is the lamp of the body.
你的眼睛若嘹亮，你的全身就光明；你的眼睛若昏花，你的全身就黑暗。
So if therefore your eye is clear, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness.
请你注意，这里不是讲你现在的眼睛，而是指的你心里面的那个眼睛。
So pay attention, this is not talking about your physical eye, but the eye of your heart.
然后他就在那一段话里头一共讲了七个、两个两个两个这样子，七对，要你有眼光能够分辨哪个是对的，哪个是错的，哪个是好的，哪个是不好的。
And so in that same passage, he gave seven pairs of examples that shows that if you have good eyes, what will you see, what's good and bad.
什么是真的有价值，什么是没有价值的。
And to be able to tell what is truly valuable and what doesn't have any value.
两个礼拜前我是讲到什么是真的仆人，什么是假的仆人。
So 2 weeks ago, I showed upon what is this, the true servant and false servant.
那我们刚刚最后读的那一段圣经就是21节，主耶稣特别强调说，到那一天我回来的时候，他讲到第二次回来，那这个有人就要对我说，主啊主啊，我奉你的名传道，奉你的名传赶鬼，奉你的名行许多的异能，但是主耶稣却说，我不认识你，你作恶的，离开我去吧。
And so on that day, he, just as the passage we read, that on that day there will be people saying, calling him, Lord, Lord, have we not done all these perform miracles and casting out of demons, all of this in your name? But yet the Lord said that he will tell them that I do not know you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.
所以这个是最大的一个 surprise. 这是这个讲话的这个基督徒做梦也没有想到，怎么会主居然不认他了呢？
So this may be the biggest surprise to the one who spoke those words, because he thought he did all these things for him, yet the Lord says that he does not know him.
那这个整个的关键，你就会发现它停在一个词上面。
But, so the key, as you see, relies on this word, this phrase.
谁能进这个天国呢？
Who can enter into the kingdom of heaven?
这个王说，不是称呼我主啊主啊的人就可以进去。
So this king said, it's not just anyone who calls me Lord, Lord can enter into the kingdom of heaven.
谁可以进去？
Who could enter?
遵行我天父旨意的人就能进去。
But he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter.
那两个礼拜前我讲完这个道，就有姐妹来跟我讲，哎，你怎么没有讲什么是神的旨意？
And so 2 weeks ago, when I finished this passage, afterwards, there's a sister came to me and said, hey, how come you haven't shared what is the will of God?
我非常高兴她问了这个问题。
So I'm so glad that she asked me that question.
因为证明在听啊。
Because it shows that she's listening.
这是整个的事情的关键在这个地方。
For that is the key to this whole thing.
所以今天我就往下讲，我盼望这短短的我们你知道每次讲到我算一算我只有35分钟。
So we'll continue on this message, and I hope that in this short time, which I calculated average about, actually we only get 35 minutes.
因为翻译还要35分钟。
Because the translation also will take up the 30
加起来就是70分钟。
So you add that combined, that's going to be 70 minutes.
要在很短的时间把一个很重要的题目把它讲透是非常难的一件事。
So it's very tricky to be able to share on this topic clearly in this short amount of time we have.
但是我盼望圣灵帮助我们每一个人。
I hope that the Holy Spirit will help every one of us.
刚刚我们读的这段话。
So this passage we just read.
主耶稣就结，他把他整个这个讲道就结束在这一段话上面。
So he concluded his message on that phrase.
你注意看24节。
So pay attention to verse 24.
七章二十四节
，Chapter seven, verse 24。
所以凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上，雨淋、水冲、风吹，创的那个房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。
So 24. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them may be compared to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and slammed against the house, and yet it did not fall. For it has been founded on the rock.
凡听见我的话不去行的，好比一个人无知的人把房子盖在沙土上，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那个房子，房子就倒塌了。并且倒塌得很大。
Everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain fell, and the flood came, and the winds blew and slammed against the house, and it fell, and great was its fall.
我不知道最近你们在电视的新闻上有没有看到这一则新闻。
So I'm not sure if you pay attention to the TV news lately.
大台风。
So there's this great typhoon.
一个朝向日本，一个朝向台湾，从台湾绕过去，跑到福州去了。
So one headed to Japan and another one headed to Taiwan, but then the one that was aiming for Taiwan actually made a detour and then landed on mainland China, in the Fu province.
有看到这则新闻的举手，看看有没有一个。
Seen this news, raise your
hand. 还有几个哈。
A couple of you.
谢谢。
Thank you.
很惨。
So it's very devastating.
那个风与雨带来的给当地日本也好特别在广岛那一带还有福州那个海岸的地区是大的台风14级到15级。
So it was very devastating, the combination of the wind and the rain. It was a class 14 hurricane, I believe. And so,
台风。
Typhoon. And so it was pretty devastating, regardless whether it was in Japan or along the coast of mainland China in Fu province.
连四川都有同样的大风雨。
Even in Sichuan, they experience.
当然，我不是说福州的跑到四川去了，不是这个意思。
Of course, I'm not saying that the one that landed in Fuzhou went to Sichuan.
很多的屋顶都没有了，就是水大到屋顶都没有。
So a lot of the roofs were gone because the rising flood actually reached that level.
然后泥石流。
And then also there's the mudslide.
从山上冲下来。
And they came down from the mountains.
我读到这句话说，雨淋、水冲、风吹，房子撞在床上，整个房子推掉了，就离太大的地基，就整个房子就像玩具一样被冲下去。
And so that's what reminds me of when I read the passage. The flood came and the winds blew and slammed against the house. The whole house it was entirely removed from its foundation and carried away.
你看到那个景象，真是要惊心动魄。回的人就大喊：“哎呀，我的房子，我的房子！”
And it's truly a frightening scene, and you hear people in the background saying that my house, my house, as it's being carried down by the flood.
那在美国也不会好到哪里去啊。
And so it's no better in the U.S.
森林大火。
So we have the forest fire.
这几年，每年的夏天到这个时候就是森林大火。
Every year, around the same time, we always have a forest fire.
上千上万的房子被烧掉。
Thousands, tens of thousands of houses were burned.
那主耶稣就用这个作为一个比喻，就说到我们基督徒将来有一天见主的时候。
And so our Lord Jesus used this as an example to say that one day as Christians, when we see our Lord Jesus,
他要把我们分成两类。
And he will separate us into two groups.
一类叫聪明人。
One group is called the wise
man. 一类叫做无知的人。
The other group is called the foolish.
那它的区别是什么呢？
And the difference is.
只有一个区别。
So actually, there's only one difference.
区别就是凡听见我的话，然后看你怎么反应。
And so the difference is that all those who hears my words and depending on what your response is.
聪明的人是照着你听见的去行，你就是聪明的。
And the wise ones are the ones who heard the words and act.
你的房子盖在磐石上。
And so you build your house on the rock.
而如果你听见我的话不去行的人，
and if you're one who hears my words but did not act,
那你就是无知的人。
Then you're the foolish.
你的房子是盖在沙土上。
You're the foolish one, and you build your house on the sand.
所以主耶稣用一个很简单的话 却说出一个非常重要的真理。
So the Lord Jesus used very simple words, but to reveal a very important truth.
那主讲什么？
And what did he say?
他的话要表明什么？
And what is he trying to show us with his words?
我想他要表明的就是这个王，他有一个，他来到这个地上了。
And I think what he's trying to show us is that this king, when he entered into this world,
他要在这地上建立他的国。
He will build his kingdom.
所以他教他的门徒说，你们要祷告。
And so that's why he asked his disciples that you pray.
愿你的国降临。
So may your kingdom come.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
这是很多教会要背的所谓的主导文啊，但是这是主教门徒的祷告，不是耶稣的祷告，是我们的祷告。
So this a lot of church may teach people to recite this, and so this is our prayer, not Jesus' prayer.
所以这就来到了他这个王要讲的旨意到底是什么？你唯有遵行我天父旨意的，才能够进去。那如果我们不明白他的旨意，我们怎么执行他的旨意呢？
And so now we come to what is the will of God, for Jesus instructed us to, when we hear his will, we shall act upon it. So we need to know what is God's will.
我先给大家一个提议哈，就是这个功夫是每一个人自己要下的。
So a suggestion for everyone is that this is a work that everyone need to do for yourself.
在圣经里面这个词旨意，
So in the Bible this word will，
英文有的时候翻译成像他刚刚讲的 will， 有的时候就翻译成 purpose。
So in the English translation sometimes that particular word is translated to will and another time is translated to purpose。
有两个词，
So there are two words
用的最多的，我现在只能用strong 这个，因为我们不懂原文，所以有一个弟兄叫 Strong， 他把原文希腊文或者希伯来文用数字号码来代表。
And so because we don't know the Bible in its original language, so there's this brother Strong who use the code to represent the words in the Bible.
对，每一个希腊字或者希伯来文，他都给他一个数号码，让不懂的人就查这个号码。它有一个经文汇编，你就可以查出来的。
And so Brother Strong gave every single Hebrew word and Greek word a number. So for those of us who does not know these languages, then you could simply look up that number, that code, and then you'll see what its original meaning is.
那你如果现在有手机
，So if you have your cell phone，
你干脆就打这个字
，And you could actually type that word up.
也可以，你就打旨意这个字
，And if you type up the word will，
对吧？然后他可以帮你把所有有这个字的经节打出来，显明出来。
And then you'll be able to gather all the verses that contain the word will.
对，那你就看这些经节，你大概就可以有数了。哦，这个旨意在圣经里面是这样来用的。
And from this, you could probably get a pretty good idea of how the word will is being used in the Bible.
还有一个词
another word,
就是主耶稣的命令
and that's Lord Jesus' commandments.
那在旧约的命令 commandments 就是什么十诫对吧
and so in the Old Testament when we talk about commandments it refers to the Ten Commandments.
那新约的时候主耶稣来人家问他诫命中最大的是什么
And so in the New Testament, some people ask Jesus, well, which one is the greatest commandment?
那我们都应该知道了。
And we all should know this.
啊，你要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。
And that's to love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and will.
其次也相仿，就是要爱人如己。就这两条命令是整个旧约的总结。
And also there's a similar one that is to love others as you love yourself. So those two is the central theme.
那现在来到了新约。
And so we're now come to the New Testament.
那我们的神，我们的主，他也告诉我们他的旨意是什么。
So our Lord God also tells us what his will is.
你第一个直觉。
So your first thought.
就是 主耶稣他开始传道，对吧？
Is that when Lord Jesus first start preaching message?
他看到彼得跟他的父亲在那里撒网捕鱼。
He saw Peter and his father casting nets to catch fish.
主耶稣对他们就说什么？
And so Jesus
来跟从我。
Come, follow me.
看见约翰在那里捕网，他也对约翰说：“来跟从我。”
And when he saw John mending the nets, he also called out to him, say, "Come."
这是他们的开始。这些门徒就是都是因着主的呼召，这个王呼召他们，他们就撇下一切来跟随主了。
And so that's their beginning. Is that when they heard the Lord that their king, this king, called out to them, they cast aside, left everything to follow him.
然后到了马太福音最后主耶稣要升天之前他最后再有一个吩咐。
And then in Matthew, the very last chapter, before the Lord ascended into the sky, he gave a last commandment to his disciples.
马太福音二十八章十八节。
And that's Matthew 28, verse 18.
他说天上地下所有的权柄都已经给我了。
And he said that all the authorities in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
他最后这个命令是什么？去叫万民做我的门徒。
His last commandment to them, it says that go therefore and make disciples of all nations.
凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守，我就与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Teaching them to observe all that I commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
所以我把耶稣的开始跟耶稣最后在地上要结束他工作的时候，他整个所讲的话，他有一个很一致的命令，这个命令是什么？
So I share with you that this common commandment that Jesus has to his disciples from the very beginning until the end. And what is that common commandment?
这个王向每一个人发出一个呼召。
And as this king made this commandment to all the people.
啊，去叫万民做我的门徒。
And that is,Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations.
请问这句话是单单只对彼得、对约翰、对那些十二个门徒说的吗？
So let me ask you this: Is this commandment spoken only to Peter and John and all those disciples?
还是对你我每一个人都包括在这一个大的命令的里头呢？
Or is this commandment to every single one of us?
他
Which one?
他
Is it only him?
不是对我。
It's not me.
不，我们每一个人都包括在这个命令的里头。
No, we are included in that commandment.
所以你就知道，你说什么是神的旨意。
So you ask, what is the will of God?
你从耶稣的这个行动上，你就可以看得出来，他的旨意乃是要我们每一个人都答应他的什么呼召。
So from what Jesus said, we could tell that his will for every one of us to do what?
来答应他的呼召。
To answer his call. To answer his call.
来跟随这个王。
And that is to follow this king.
对吧？然后他说，奉父子圣灵的名为他们施洗。
And baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
所以你在这里你看到一个很清楚的这个命令。
So here you see this very clear commandment.
命令的总归就是来跟从我做耶稣的门徒。
And the theme is that the key is that come and to make the disciples of all.
那这个行动的开始是什么？
And so the start of this is what?
怎么样来表示你愿意接受这个王的命令？
So how do you show that you're willing to accept the commandment of the king?
受洗。
And that's to be baptized.
我们教会常常开这个受洗班。
So in our church, we often hold this, these classes on baptism.
That's right. 我在这个教会快四十年了， so, 我讲了不知道多少班的这个受洗班。
So I've been in this church for 40 some years, and I held countless these baptism classes.
为什么我们要开这个班？
Why do we keep on having these classes?
因为这是耶稣的命令。
For this is Jesus' command.
对，他对我们所有所谓信耶稣的人，你第一件事情要做的就是明白要受洗。
And so his commandment for every one of us is that if you if you need we need to understand that to we need to, the first thing that we need to do is to be baptized.
那我也碰过好好几位都跟我讲，哎呀，我是慢慢了，我还不够资格，我觉得我还有很多事情没做好，所以我不敢受洗。
And so I have met quite a few people who said, oh, I'm just going to take it slow because I'm not ready yet, I'm not good enough yet, so therefore I'm not ready to be baptized.
那么你看主耶稣这个命令的时候，他有没有说，彼得，你等你啊退休了，不干渔夫的事了，你再来跟随我。
So have you ever read in the Bible that Jesus said to Peter, Peter, when you're ready, when you retire, when you no longer need to fish, then you come and follow me.
那有没有对约翰说，你去把你家的事情搞完了，行为像样一点了，你再跟从我。
Or did he say to John, when you're done taking care of your family, have all things settled, and then you follow me?
没有的。
He did not.
主的命令乃是对我们所有的人，不管你今天什么样子。
So the Lord's commandment is for every one of us, regardless of what state we are in.
他要我们悔改，跟随他。
He wants us to repent and follow him.
我们今天在地上，我们每一个人在神的眼中都是什么？
So every one of us in the eyes of God, we're all what?
你是好人，你是有钱人，你是有地位的，你是乞丐，在神的眼中都是一样的，都叫做罪人。
Regardless whether you think you're a good person, a rich person, a poor person, or not, we're all the same. In the eyes of God, we're all sinners.
我们都需要在神的面前谦卑自己，悔改。
We shall all humble ourselves before God and repent.
来跟随他。
And follow him.
那第一件事你要做的是什么？
And so to that, the first, to start it all, the first thing is what?
就是受洗。
Is, you need to be baptized.
受洗是 non-negotiable. 是，怎么翻译？
On the matter of baptism, it's non-negotiable. 能够，
没有讨价还价的。
It's non-negotiable.
对，你要来相信主，跟随他，你就是受洗。
If you believe in him, you want to follow him, then the first thing you need to do is to be baptized.
那当然，今天早上我不花时间来讲受洗什么意思。罗马书第六章从第一节到第六节又可以讲一堂道。
So of course, this morning I will not go into the meanings of baptism, what it all means, because that's a whole different mess, another full message.
By the way, 我们主若许可，九月中应该有一个受洗。
By the way, so God willing, in the middle of September, we'll have another baptism service.
那你如果九月中要抓住这个机会受洗的话，我们现在正在开这个班。
And so, if you want to take your take advantage of this opportunity, we are we're starting the baptism class right now.
周世康弟兄是开中文班，我开的是一个英文班。
So Brother Joe Sikang will be sharing on the hosting the Chinese class on this, and then Brother Peng will be hosting the English class.
对，你即使受过洗，你还是糊里糊涂的，我也劝你来上这个课。
And even if you have been baptized already, but if you're still a little bit fuzzy on the meaning, I strongly advise you to come as well.
神的话必须弄得清清楚楚，不是一个传统，不是一个仪式的问题，是他的实质的问题。
And so you need to be absolutely clear on God's words. It's not it's simply just a matter of ritual or tradition.
所以这一些主耶稣这第一批的门徒是给我们看到最简单的一个表率啊。
So the first disciples, they showed us this very simple and clear example.
好，那么然后主也有话说，你们不要做糊涂人，总要明白神的旨意。如何？
So Jesus also said, "Do not be like the foolish person, foolish man, but know what is the will of God."
这是在以弗所书第五章第十七节说的。
So this is in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 17.
所以我们从这一个神的旨意这件事情上，必须成为每一个人很清楚的认识。
So we need to have a very clear understanding.Of his will.
但是我们永远有一个难处。
But we always have this challenge.
这个难处在哪里呢？
And that is,
这位伟大神的旨意。
This commandment, this will from this great God.
我们这个渺小的人，怎么能够领会这位创造万有的神，他那么的丰富，这么的奇妙？我们这样的一个渺小的人，怎么能够领会他的旨意是什么呢？
So how can a simple, small, insignificant person like us understand?That this full and abundant will of God.
举一个很简单的例子。
So a very simple example.
假使你爸爸是这个Trump.
So let's say if your father is Trump.
那你是他的儿子，但是他的儿子都长大了。
Of course, his sons are all fully grown.
但是他还有一个小的儿子。
But he also has his youngest sons quite young.
当这个孩子从 baby 慢慢长大的时候，他爸爸有这么伟大的思想，这么大的抱负，对一个小孩子来讲，他听得不知道他爸爸在讲什么。
So.If you imagine when his younger son was born and as he was grown up as a kid, how could he fully comprehend this great ambitions that his father has?
对吧？他怎么知道他爸爸有这么大的一个本事，又可以赚 billionaire， 然后又还要做美国的大总统？这个是这个小孩永远没办法明白的事情。
How could he even fathom how his father has this ability to make billions and also become the president of the United States? This is something that a kid just simply can't quite comprehend.
所以他必须让这个孩子慢慢慢慢长大。
And so he has to allow his son to grow slowly.
去受好的教育。
And to first receive good education.
慢慢这个父亲可以把他心中所想的来告诉他的儿子。
And then slowly this father can reveal what's in his heart to his young son.
我想我们每一个人成长的经历或多或少也有这么一点体会吧。
So I think every one of us may have very similar experience growing up.
你什么时候真正知道你爸爸在干嘛？
When did you start truly understanding what is it that your father was doing?
恐怕都是你到了二三十岁以后才慢慢了解，哦，爸爸原来是做这个事。
Most of the time, it's probably not until you're 20 or in your 30s, then you start to understand, oh, so this is what my father does.
我爸爸最有意思，他有一天把我们抓在三个孩子抓在一起说，哎，我干了一辈子政治。
And so my father is actually the most interesting of all, because one day he gathered all three of us, his children, and said, hey, I'm in politics.
太黑了。
It's too dark.
你们三个什么都可以做，就是不要搞政治。
And you, the three of you could do anything you want as long as you stay out of politics.
所以我们三个就没有搞政治。
So none of my brothers, my siblings, including myself, got into politics.
因为他走过这条路，他知道这个东西是什么。
Because he went down that path and he knew what it's about.
他盼望他的孩子不要做这个事情。
So he hoped that his sons don't have to, his children don't have to do the same thing.
我们的天父他有一个美好的旨意。
So our Heavenly Father has this wonderful goal.
他盼望所有他所爱的人。
And it's his hope that for all those whom he loves.
能够跟他在一起。
Can be together with him.
跟他一起配合。
And to work with him.
把他的旨意从他所爱的人身上表明出来。
So that his will can be revealed through those whom he loved, revealed to all the others.
所以你如果做天父的儿女，你能够来第一了解他在讲什么，第二愿意把自己跟他配合，那你的人生就怎么样？啊，值了，对吧？
So as children of the Heavenly Father, if you first can understand what the Heavenly Father's will is, and secondly, to willing to co-work with him, to bring his will, to do his will, to act on his will, then your life is truly worth it.
我们为什么被定为罪人？
So why have we been called sinners?
因为圣经说，我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。
We're sinners because, like the Bible says, we are like the lamb that was lost, and we walked our own ways.
所以我们都是走自己的旨意，走自己的路，在神的眼中，我们是不孝子。
So because every single one of us walked our own path and acted on our own will. So in the eyes of God, we are all rebellious children.
因为我们没有体贴父亲的心。
Because we were not mindful of the heart of the Heavenly Father.
他养我们，他带领我们，他盼望我们懂他心里面要什么。
So he raised us up and he leads us. And so he hoped that we can understand what his heart's desire is.
所以当他讲到那两种不同的仆人，有一种仆人他说，我奉你的名传道，都是用你的名做这个做那个，但是耶稣说，我根本就不认识你。
And so that's why when he talked about the two kinds of servant, there's this one group that says, oh, we did all these things in your name. Jesus said, I do not know you.
所以我们人要千万小心，不要自己骗自己。
So we must be very careful, very careful not to deceive ourselves.
我们真的要好好的明白什么是神的旨意。
we truly need to understand what is the true will of God.
那当然，我刚刚给大家建议是你去查这个词，你自己为自己好好的在圣经里面下功夫去找。
Of course, my suggestion to you just now was to look into that word, research, and truly understand what that word means.
那今天我呢，就是给大家开一个头，
so、today,
那就是请你刚刚读的那个罗马书的第八章那段话。
So today I just started for you which is the in the Romans chapter 8 that we just read.
我们刚刚念的是二十七节。
So we just read from verse 27.
鉴察人心的晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。八章二十七节。
So chapter 8 verse 27. And he who searches the heartsknows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he intercedes for the saints according to the will of God.
这句话告诉我们什么？
So what does this passage tell us?
让圣灵在为每一个神的儿女祷告。
And as the Holy Spirit intercedes for every single one of children of God.
圣灵为我们怎么祷告呢？
And how does it pray for us?
这句话怎么说？
Here it says,
啊圣灵照着神的旨意替众圣徒祈求。
He intercedes for the saints according to the will of God.
所以在这里他特别强调的是这位三而一的神，第三位这个圣灵神，他为着所有的他所爱的人做一个很重要的祷告。
And so here this says that this, the Spirit, which is part of the triunal GodIs for everyone, he does this very important prayer.
这个祷告就是让我们每一个人怎么样明白神的旨意。
And that is that for every one of us to know the mind of the will of God.
当圣灵做这个祷告的时候
，And so as the Holy Spirit does this prayer.
对象是谁
？Who's the audience?
啊，神。
Who is this to? This is to God.
就是圣灵神向着父神祷做为我们祷告。
So the Spirit prays for the to the whole to the.
那么因着这个祷告，请问神听不听
？So
啊，
as the
神听的
prays, does God listen?
圣灵神为我们祷告，神就听圣灵的祷告。
So as the Spirit prays to God, God listens to the.
那神怎么样听这个祷告呢
？So how does God listen to this?
你就会发现我们晓得。他说万事都互相效力叫爱神的人得益处就是按他旨意被召的人
Verse 28 And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God to those who are called according to his purpose
也就是说神有一个旨意现在圣灵说父啊求你照着你的旨意把你的工作做在这些人身上。
So in other words, God has this will, and so the Spirit prays, Heavenly Father, may Your will be done.
那然后神就安排万事。
And so because of that, then God will make all things.
什么叫做万事
？What does all things mean?
包括好事。
It means including good things.
也包括什么？坏事。
Bad things.
包括健康，也包括生病。
Includes health and sickness.
包括顺境，也包括逆境。
And includes piety and also rebellion.
这叫做万事。
And so this is called this is everything, all things.
他讲这所有的事情就开始怎么样，互相效力。
And so this is what means that it says when it says causes all things to work together.
你看今天世界的人我们也有祷告啊世界上的人都希望什么好事
So if you look at the people of this world today, regardless who you are, including us, we all pray for good things to happen.
我们不喜欢祷告说主啊你给我一点坏事没有人这样祷告的
No one ever prayed that Lord please give us something bad.
对不对没有人这样祷告的
So no one prays like that.
所以我们只选好的，我们避开那个坏的，这是人的天性。
So it's human nature to want only the good things and to avoid bad things.
但是圣灵不是这样祷告的。
But that's not how the Holy Spirit.
圣灵祷告说：“这愿你的旨意来成就在咱们的身上。”
So the Holy Spirit prays that may your will be done.
神为了达到这个旨意
And so in order to achieve that,
他就兴起万事。
So God causes all things.
有好的有不好的。
That includes good and bad.
那再用一个很简单的例子，你看犹太人的历史。
And another simple example, look at the history of
Israel. 神跟他们说得很清楚。
God's made it very
plain. 你若遵循我的话，
If you do my words,
我就祝福你。
If you do according to my will, I'll bless you.
如果你不遵循我的话，
If you do not do according to my will,
后面是什么？
What do you follow by?
神就咒诅你们。
He said that you'll be cursed.
甚至你们会亡国。
To a point where your nation
你们甚至会被四散天下。
And be cast to all corners of the world.
但是神说，如果有一天你们转回。
But yet God said, if one day
你们即使在天的四极。
Even though if you're on all corners of the globe.
我也要把你们通通带回来。
I will bring you all back together.
重新开始。
And start anew.
这是神对以色列人说的话。
And this is what God said to the Israelites.
所以你看以色列人的命运。
So if you look at the history of the Israelites,
充满了喜乐、欢呼，也有什么哀伤、眼泪、痛苦、死亡。
It was filled with times of great joy and happiness, but also great filled with times of great sadness.
在他们这漫长的历史里头，看见神的话是真实的。
And throughout their long history, you can see that.God's words are true.
他让万事互相效力，叫爱神的人怎么样得益处。
So God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God.
同样，今天在地上的基督徒。
So same thing for Christians today on earth.
神对我们也是有同样的要求。
So God has the same requirement for all of us.
他用万事来教育我们好。我们顺服他的时候，他祝福我们；我们背逆他的时候，他警告我们。甚至，叫做，discipline， 就是管教我们。
So God causes all things to educate us. So when we listen to him, he'll bless us. And but when we did not listen, then he used these things to discipline us.
那这一切变化万千，有的时候是这样，有的时候是那样，但是他的主要的这个主线没有改。
So all these things, they may change now and then, but yet the main central theme did not change.
那这个主线是什么？
And what is that main line?
这个主线是什么？
What is that?
就是他的旨意。
And that is his will.
这个旨意永远不改变。
His will never
change. 好，那么这个旨意是什么？他要达到他的旨意，那到底这个旨意是什么呢？
So he wants to accomplish his will. So what is his will?
他根据这个旨意，你注意看啊。
So according to this will,
28章的28节的结束，他说就是按着他旨意怎么样被招的人。
So the second part of verse 28, and that is to those who are called according to his purpose.
因为他有这个旨意，所以他就招我们，对吧
？Because he has that will, so he called all of us.
这个呼召是什么？我们一起说。
And what's the calling?
来跟从我。
Come.Follow me.
你答应了没有？
So have you respond to his calling?
答应了没有？
So have you responded?
举手好不好？
So raise your hands if you respond.
好。
If you responded to his call.
每一个人在神面前都要答应这个呼召，这是他对你的呼召。
So everyone needs to respond to that call before.
他召了我们。
So he called to us.
干嘛？
To do what?
我们看29节。
And take a look. Let's look at 29.
因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样。
For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his son.
那在这里有两个词汇，我先要让大家注意看。
So here there are two words I want you to pay special
attention to. 一个词汇叫做预先所知道的人，就是预知。
And the first one is foreknew.
然后下面一句话就预先定下效法他的儿子，这里一个词叫预定。
And second one is predestined.
这个常常在神学里面引起很大很大的争论。
So these two words cause a lot of great arguments in the seminaries.
In theology.
Oh, sorry, in theology.
请问格下得救是神预定的呢？那你旁边那个人不信，是他神也是神预定的吗？
And so let me ask you this, for example, you're saved. Now, is this something that's predestined?
Yeah.
So are you predestined to be saved? And then the person sitting next to you, they're predestined not to be saved?
因为叫加尔文神学里面来讲的话。
So according to the
Calvinism, 他们的观念里头就是神的预定。
And so in their view, that God predestined.
你我能够信耶稣是神预定的。
So you and I believe in Jesus is because He predestined.
你旁边那个邻居，你那个亲戚。打死也不信，是神预定他不信的。
And your neighbor, your relative who just absolutely refused to believe, they have been predestined by God to not believe.
这是一派的人讲到预定论的时候，他是这样来定的，就是一个人信与不信是上帝老早安排的。
So this is one school of thought where they believe that whether a person believes or not is predestined.
但是另外有一派叫做 Arminian 派。
And so there's another school of thought called the
Arminian. 对，这个阿美尼亚派呢，他就是说，没有，我们人有自由意志。
And they believe that no, we you humans have a free will.
你信与不信是你自己自由意志选择的结果。
Whether you believe or not is the result of your free choice.
你要为你的自由意志要有一个责任。
So you need to take responsibility.For something that's the result of your own choice.
所以神才能够审判人。
And only then, and that's the reason why
God
can judge people.
否则的话，你有一天到上帝面前。
Otherwise, one day when you come to meet God face to face.
说你没有信我的儿子，所以你要下地狱。
And when He said you because you didn't believe my son, so you're now going to hell.
那你可以举手向神抗议。
And you could raise your hand and bring your objection to God.
抗议什么？
And what were you objecting?
我没有信，是因为你预定我没有信的。
And you could object saying that I didn't believe because you predestined me not to believe.
所以这个是一个有很大的漏洞在这个地方。
So there's this great loophole here.
你注意看亚当夏娃。
So if you look at Adam and Eve.
请问亚当夏娃的犯罪是神预定他犯罪的吗？
Let me ask you this. So the Adam and Eve sinned. Is it because God predestined them to sin?
不是吧？是神给他自由意志的选择，你可以吃，你也可以不吃，你要做一个重要的选择。
No, God gave them the free will to choose. They could choose to eat from the tree or not.
神先把结果放在你的面前。
So God first laid out in front of them the result.
知识善恶的树的果子你不可以吃，你吃的日子怎么样？必定死，说得很清楚的。
He said that you cannot eat from the fruit of this tree for the day that you eat from this tree.
神没有跟他说你也许死，没有，是必定死。
God didn't say that, you might die, but he said you will die on that day.
所以这是神给人每一个人都有一个选择的权利。
And so this is something that God gives to every single one of us to have this ability to choose.
但是神没有干预我们的自由意志，这是第一个点。
So God didn't interfere with our free will.
因为他给我们自由选择。
Because He gave us this freedom to choose.
但是他是全知的神。
But yet He is an all-knowing God.
所以他在事情没有发生之前，他已经预先知道你会怎么选。
So even before anything happens, He already knew what your choice is going to be.
对吧？所以亚当夏娃之所以犯罪。神不是预定他犯罪，而是预知他会犯罪。
So Adam and Eve sinned is not because God predestined to sin, but rather because God already foreknew that they were going to sin.
然后因着他的预知
，and because He foreknew,
那下面就有什么
？Next
就预先定下效法他儿子的模样。
And so He predestined.To become conformed to the image of his son.
他在创世以前，他这个计划老早有了。
So before the creation of this world, he already had this plan laid out.
然后他就知道人给他自由意志后有这样的一个危机，他们会犯罪。
And so he foreknew that when he gave free will to man, that there's at risk.
那他为什么给人自由意志？很简单，因为他爱人。
But why did he still give man this free will? It's very simple. It's because he loved man.
那你要爱一个人，你不能拿把枪说我爱你。
So if you love someone, you can't take a whole gun to the next to them and say I love you.
你不嫁给我，我就把你干掉，要不然我自己干掉。
And if you don't marry me, I'll either kill you or I kill myself.
这样的谈恋爱是绝对不会成功的。
So that's not love at all.
所以神要跟他告诉我们，他爱人。
So God wants to tell us that He love us.
所以他必须给他所爱的人什么？
So
自由意志。
He has to give those who love this free will.
你可以接受，你也可以不接受。
You can choose to accept or you.
但是你要为你所做的决定负你这个责任，对吧？
But you have to take responsibility for the decision.
所以他就预先定下效法儿子们，他预先就把他的儿子耶稣基督成为我们堕落以后的什么？补救救赎的方法。
And that's why he predestined to become conformed to the image of his son. So he for new, so he predestined this and gave us a way to be like his son.
耶稣基督上十字架，不是他发现亚当夏娃上犯罪以后，他临时动议啊，那就怎么办呢？三位神开一个临时会议啊，人要死了，那你要不要去上十字架？不是这样子干的。
So our Lord Jesus went upon the cross. It's not because after Adam and Eve sinned, and they discovered that, and then the triunal God had this meeting and discussed and said, hey,
emergency meeting.
Emergency meeting, hey, do you want to go on the cross? Because they sinned, we got to save them.
在创世之前，这件事情老早安排好了。
But rather, it's because before the creation of anything, it's already predestined.
就跟你的儿子16岁要开汽车了。
And just in a similar way that you know that your son's turning 16 and they're about to get their driver's license.
老爸老妈天天做噩梦。
So the parents are having nightmares every
night. 做什么噩梦？
And that, what nightmare?
这16岁的儿子开了我的车出去要发生什么事情啊？
And that this 16-year-old son of mine is going to take the car out and do what?
第一个创死人。
Worst case scenario, they
kill 第二个创了半死。
Or they might kill somebody greatly.
每天想都睡不着觉。
So it's keeping up at night every night.
你只有两个选择，一个让他开，一个不让他开，对不对？
And you only have two choices: either let them drive or you don't let them drive.
不让他开，他恨你一辈子。
So if you don't let them drive, they'll.
你让他开，你自己悔恨一辈子。
And if you let them drive, then you regret it for the rest of your lives.
他怎么办？
So what can you do?
买保险啊。
So、
买越多保险越好。
So
万一出事，保险公司可以付。
So in case something does happen, then the insurance company will kick in.
所以这个就是一个自由意志的代价。
So that is the price to pay for free will.
好了，那现在神的旨意，他知道我们会犯罪。
So now comes God's will.
但是他还是让我们自由选择。
So he knew that we will sin, but he still gave us this free will.
他说，爱他的人就可以。有路走。
So he said that those who loves him will have a.
你爱他，你知道神爱你，你也愿意爱他。你走错了，还有回头路。
So you love God, and God knows that God loves you, so that even if you detour a little bit, you still have a way to come back to the right path.
这个回头路是什么？就是把你带到神造你的目的里头去。
And the way to go back is to bring you back to the purpose for your creation.
因为我们神造我们的时候，他说得很清楚，他是按着他的形象与样式造男造女的，对不对？
Because God made it very clear when he created us that he made us into his, according to his own image when he made a man and woman.
他造猴子的时候没有讲这句话。
So why did he didn't say this when he was creating that monkey?
只有造你的时候他讲了这句话。
He only said this when he was creating you.
所以你不要把猴子当你的祖宗啊。
So do not.
那是谎言啊。
View that monkey as your ancestor.
今天我们活得个个像猴子，乱蹦乱跳。
So today we actually kind of does live like monkeys. We're jumping around.
我们是按着他形象与样式造的人。
But we are man created in his image.
神在你身上有一个期望。
And he has his will.
这期望就是你要像他的儿子。
For us, and that's that we are like his son.
不但外表像，里面的性格，你的生命要像他的属性。
Not only outwardly we're like his son, but rather also inside our personality, our character is like his son.
这是神的旨意。
That is his true will.
然后他给我们一条路可以走得出来。
And he showed us this path and how we could achieve this.
他说三十节，预先所定下的人就招他们来。招来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀，一步一步一步来做成他的工作。
And verse 30 it says, And these whom he predestined, he also called. And these whom he called, he also justified. And these whom he justified, he also glorified. So you can see this clear step by step.
这是神在我们每一个身上所定规的。
And so this is what he predestined for every single one of us.
但是太丰富了。
But it's too abundant.
我这样子讲讲也不过点一点而已。
So even me talking about sharing this is just tiny points on what.
你要知道细节。
So to know the details.
你要上那个受洗的课。
Then you need to take that class for baptism.
那会给你一节一节慢慢仔细的来讲。
And in that class, we'll go into every single.
但不管怎么样
，once in detail, but regardless,
我们必须抓住这个神的旨意。
But we must hold fast onto this will of God.
因为这是圣灵按着这个旨意为你祷告的。
Because this is what the Holy Spirit is praying for.
神也为着这个旨意造了你，现在用他的儿子来救了你。
And that's also for that purpose God created you and also has his son come to save you.
请问神用心良苦吗？
So let me ask you this, isn't God putting his
他有没有把他所有的都摆上了为了这个旨意？
Did he not put up everything that he has
啊, 有没有?
for this purpose?
神是尽心尽意赔上一切要达成完成这个旨意。
God truly gave his all to for this his will to become reality.
所以当我们不照他的旨意行的时候，你要知道那个后果是何等可怕。
And so when we decide not to obey his will, you must know how dire the consequences are.
因为他把全部给了我们。
For he gave us everything.
他盼望我们怎么样？
And he hopes
也用全心来与他合作，来爱他。
And so because he gave us everything, so it's his hope that we can also work with him with all of our hearts.
这就是天国真实的意义。
And that is the true meaning of the kingdom of heaven.
不是称呼我主啊主啊的人可以进天国。
It's not just anyone who called to me Lord, Lord can enter into the kingdom.
下面一句说什么？
Next it says,
唯有遵行我天父旨意的才能进去。
Only those who do according to the will of my Father can enter.
我们都知道主耶稣要第二次回来。
We all know that our Lord Jesus will come again.
那今天的问题不是主会不会回来，主是一定回来。
So our question today is not whether he will come, he will for sure come.
那我们的问题应该是什么？
So our question is,
我们老弟兄103岁，去年102，他讲到的一句话重复一直讲。
So our old brother, now is 103, all these years he just repeats the same thingLast year. Last year, he repeated this once phrase again and again.
他说 "Are you ready?"
As he asked, "Are you ready?"
你预备好了没
？Are you ready?
这是一个老仆人服侍主七八十年了，他心里面最重的一个负担就是我们到底预备好了没有
？And so this is the burden of the old servant who had been serving the Lord for 70 or 80 years.And that his heavy burden is whether we are ready.
那什么叫做预备好？
So what does it mean to be ready?
就是我们一起说好吗？什么叫预备好？
So together,
啊，就是遵行天父的旨意。
And that's to do according to the Father, Heavenly Father's will.
把他的旨意在你的生命中把它做完完成。
And to finish to complete His will in your own life.
那你就可以见他了。
And then you're ready to see Him.
Amen.
Amen.
低头祷告。
Let's pray and pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you.
你因着这个旨意创造万有。
For this will, for your will, you have created everything.
你也因着这个旨意打发你的儿子亲自来到这个地上寻找这些失落的人。
And because of this will, you also sent forth your only begotten Son to seek those who are lost.
主，何等感谢你。
And Lord, how we thank you.
是你这样爱我们
because you love us so much.
是你这样付代价
and because you pay this price.
你要成全我们每一个罪人
and that you will save every one of us.
让我们能够罪不但罪得赦免
so that not only our sins can be forgiven.
更进而一步你把你儿子的生命赏给我们
but even more you have given us the life of your son to us.
凭着这个新的生命
and according to with this new life.
我们可以成长
we can grow.
我们可以被你磨成儿子的形象
and can be molded by you into the image of your son.
这样你回来的时候就能够称许我们因为我们照了你的旨意去行
and then when you come again you can praise us for we have do according to your will
你叫万事互相效力
for you cause all things to work together
主啊感谢你
Lord, thank you.
以前我们只要好事我们拒绝那些不好的事情
And before, we only wanted those good things and refused to accept the bad things.
主啊，我们实在是不明白你的心。
For we truly did not know your heart.
你要叫万事叫我们得益处。
But you cause all things to work together for our benefit.
主，我们为着所有你临到我们生命中的带领，我们向你感谢，向你赞美。
So we give you thanks and praise for everything that you bring into our lives.
我们欢笑要感谢你。
When we're laughing, we want to thank you.
我们带着眼泪痛苦也要感谢你。
And when we're in tears and in pain, we also want to thank you.
因为你要造就我们。
For you are here to shape us too.
你要让我们能够像你的儿子。
So that we can become like your son.
你的儿子走过十字架苦难的道路。
So your son went down this path of the cross.
从苦难中他进入你给他的极大的荣耀。
And in this pain and bitterness, you brought him into this great glory.
主，今天你也要我们跟随你的儿子。
And so today you ask us to command us to also follow your son.
开我们的眼睛。
Open our eyes.
让我们能够明白看见这条荣耀的路。
So that we can see and understand this glorious path.
我们能够好好的跟随你。
So that we may follow you.
一直到见你的面。
Until the day we see you again.
祷告祈求奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.